Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and it's just wonderful to hear all your voices today. I heard Hawaii, and usually when we get Hawaii and Alaska, and New Hampshire is just there every week now, we have all 50 states, and we have been having that for a few weeks now, and D.C. So we're very, very thankful to have you and thankful for the power of prayer. Shelley and I did some television programs, which are going to air in November and December. That's on our, of course, now we're on DirecTV and Dish TV and God TV and Now and some other networks. But the Lord led me again to do Authority of the Believer, and that when you can find the source of something, it determines how you pray. And, of course, if the source is God, you work with him, you use the word, you pray. If the source is demon, then you also, of course, pray to God. But your number one thing you do is you use the authority of the believer. Now, simultaneous attacks of the COVID demonic virus on the President of the United States, and on Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel and now 8 million strong, there have been simultaneous attacks of the COVID virus on them, very same time. Last Friday, when Brother Hagee was on his way to the hospital, he and Diana called Lynn Hammond, who is the head of Daughters for Zion Prayer, and Cheryl Morrison, and Diana, excuse me, we three usually, well, always have so far, headed up the prayer meeting at the summit of the Christians United for Israel. So they called us to begin prayer, and they have kept us. They asked us to keep it quiet because they were not going to make a public announcement of it until Sunday, and they did make the public announcement. So we have been, I've been with them in their prayers. And Diana very specifically comes to us for exactly what the pastor needs. They moved him from where they had him so, oh, what do you call that? They moved him to a regular room now out of the ICU. And so here's what the prayer request is today from Diana, that he will respond to the medications that are being given him. He is better. Praise God, he's better. They wouldn't have moved him from ICU. And, of course, we see that the president has even left and come home. But right now we're going to pray for them, and we're going to go to the heavenly courts. We're going to go to the heavenly Father for them. And then after that we're going to use our authority. So here we go. This is the prayer. I exhort, therefore, this is the basis of the prayer to the Father. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Actually, when you consider which realm is higher, the spirit realm is higher. And so we pray for the leaders in the spirit realm, and we're praying in the natural political realm. And both these men are absolutely, if you're a lover of Israel and a follower of Israel, I don't have to convince you that President Donald John Trump has been the greatest friend to Israel of any president we've ever had, especially to recognizing the rights of Israel to the land. And so the first thing we're going to do is go with me now up to the Father. Oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we adore you, how we love you. Father, just to think of it, that you who are so great, the only true and deserver of the word awesome. Oh, Father, awesome, awesome Father. Thank you that we can pray. And thank you that we can pray in the name above every name. And thank you that you hear us when we pray. Oh, Father, and thank you that we can have the petitions we ask of you. It says that, Father, in the Word, that if we come according to your promises, we have the petitions we ask of you. And so the petition that we're asking you today for President Donald John Trump for Pastor John Hagee, and of course the wife and family is always included, Melania and Diana. Oh, Holy Father, reign obrasta da bocombra in their lives. Sobrate fredagno non nombri chi la fa. Here we are coming up together, Lord. You see us? You see us, Lord, how representative we are. How representative we are as we take that president and his wife, Melania, and all those others around him, Father, who have east of the Macobra, Halatino, and Nombre, Sida, Macadia, been attacked. We put them, as it were, in a basket and lift that basket to you. Iso, Bratashanda, and the same with Il Marotisco, Nelibara Papo, Frene Calagala Dina, Nombre Calagala Dania. Ishana Makai, and Nomba, Halabrata, the Gandana, Gobra, the Gandanje, with Pastor Hagee and Diana. Il Bahalabantia, and their dear friend, and our dear friend, Rabbi Scheinberg, who has not COVID, but another evil report concerning illness in his body. Oh, God, we need these people. If we need these people, you need these people. If Israel needs these people, Israel needs these people, Lord. And if Israel needs these people, you need these people. We ask them, Father, to respond to the healing that God gives. We ask them because we know what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. We know that he carried every sickness and every disease. And as it is written in Isaiah, it pleased you to put them on them. Oh, fuck on him. It pleased you to crush him by disease, it says in the Hebrew, Lord. You crushed him by disease. It has to be of effect. It cannot be of no effect. It has to be of effect in these leaders' lives. And, oh, Father, we're asking for it quickly. We're asking for an absolute quick rising up and putting off of this disease from these people so that people can know it's God who did it. Doctors can say this is a miracle. Ibrosan de levashaton de mahalabachon in the name ba calacoria macalacaladino in the nombre. Ibrasote de mahalabach. It says that Jesus bore our pains, that their bodies, Lord, would be relieved of pain. Oh, Father, a relieving, a deliverance from pain and every vestige of it. Kotere kala pato do kombre kala kala dini na nombre isti antobre. Oh, la bahala makara makala kala dini na nombre. Ine makara. And right now, any of you who, all of you, and you know someone that this thing is attacked, you lift their name to God. You lift their name to God. Father, I lift Linda. Idi balapo, makalakaladino, no nombre, hisabro, colacaladino, no nombre, calacalatito. And I lift their business, Lord, that Imalakatia been affected by this. Misho, the bakalabala people, a mantinia, Jim and Linda. We want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to thank you for every person that you've healed, where every household you've protected from having the demonic plague. And now, folks, let's use our authority. In the name above every name, it is written, Oholabala Penjanda, that when God raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his own right hand, when he raised the head, he raised the body with him. When he quickened, it starts with quickening, made alive. When you quicken Jesus, And you, at Austin and Micaiah, you took him from Austin and Micaiah, hell and the clutches of the enemy, to the right hand of the Father. It is written in Ephesians, Lord, that when you quicken him, the head, you quicken the body in him. When you raise the head, you raise the body in him. When you seated the head, you seated the body in him. And so now we, all of us, we are all up there at your right hand, and we're in Jesus Christ, and Jesus is in us. And we say to you, Satan, from the right hand of the Father, you cease and desist in your coronavirus. We call it paralyzed. It is written, whatever you bind in heaven is bound on earth. Whatever you loose in heaven is loose on earth. You get your hands off our president. You get your hands off Melania. You get your hands off all those folks around him who work with him, that the coronavirus in its insipid and the mocobra maladana. You get your hands off Pastor John Hagee and his wife, dear Father. I mean, I'm not talking to the Father now. I'm talking to Satan. But the dear Father loves him, and the dear Father, he provided the kakorna makatya. The dear Father provided imalamanda, making a parade of you openly, a show of you openly. Now you, Asura Makaya, all of you that would operate in the heavenlies, Ishtini Macabra, in Washington, D.C. area, in San Antonio area, you who have been charged with bringing the virus, in the name of Jesus, we speak to you from every state in this United States. We speak to you from Canada. We speak to you, Aramakaya, from the U.K. We speak to you from other nations, Elamakandia, Ishanamahai. We say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. Right now, we will have Ahandalamakaya. We will have these who are Solamakaya. We will have you cease and desist right now. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Prime Minister Netanyahu phoned Diana. He had wanted to speak to John Hagee, but John had a persistent cough and did not want to, you know, coughing all the time while he's talking. So we trust that cough. We come after that cough. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we go after the cough. Cough, you leave, Pastor. You leave the Haggies. You leave whoever has this cough. In Jesus' name, we command you and demand you leave. And he phoned Diana. She talked with him, and he tweeted. Maybe you saw the tweet of Prime Minister Netanyahu that Israel has no greater friend, and there are several prayer meetings that have been called in Israel. Now, I thought about a prophecy Sister Jeannie Wilkerson made, that in the last days, just before Jesus comes, the heads of state would be calling men of the cloth. Now, that's not just any state. That's Israel. Israel. The head of the state that all the prophecies are about, that God is bringing back, Israel, according to his word, as a sign of the last days, that head of state phoned the Haggis. We're living in these times. Oh, my goodness. So many things. Before we let go of the COVID, as you know, they have a complete lockdown in Israel, and they've just been in their high holy days, and they are coming up on something called Simchat Torah. And this Feast of Tabernacles is a seven-day feast plus one. And that plus one, oh my goodness, Simchat Torah. I've been there. They take the Torah scrolls, which are down in the synagogue and at the front, and which not many people get close to, especially the women who are off, you know, on a balcony or someplace. They take it out. They dance with it. They're celebrating that they've completed the reading of the Torah in a year, and they're going to begin another year. And they kiss it, and they dance and dance and dance, and they. I was in Netanya going to school, and they had Simchat Torah, and we went down in the streets. The people were dancing, wildly dancing, and people were kissing the Torah and reaching out to touch the Torah scrolls. And a lot of these were women who had not been allowed to do such a thing, you know. So it's just the happiest of holidays. Now, the senior ultra-Orthodox rabbis have called to reduce dancing on Simchat Torah. They have asked the people to reduce the dancing. It is usually marked by jubilant dancing, frequently in circles, while holding hands. And so they've said that those dancing should not hold hands, and people should stand on the spot rather than dancing in the circles that they normally do, the hora, while holding the scrolls, and that they should not kiss the scrolls. Simchat Torah begins Saturday night. Of course, everything there is evening and morning. And it ends, that's October 10, and it ends Sunday, October 11. I think this was that day when Jesus, the last day, that great day of the feast, and they were singing and dancing and they were loud, and the scripture said he literally had to scream the word there in a loud voice and say, come unto me, you know. They're going to be praying for the rains at this time. And he said, you shall drink, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I believe that was on Simchat Torah. Can't exactly prove it, but I think it's so. Glory be to God. Now, things are so funny. I thought this was an interesting article in the Jerusalem Post. 2020 features the first global Halloween blue moon since World War II. And the article begins like this. In this strangest of years, it only makes sense that Halloween features the first full moon across time zones since 1944. There will be the full moon across all time zones. The second full moon in any given month is known as the blue moon. Now, you've heard the saying, once in a blue moon, this happens. So the second full moon in any given month is known as the blue moon. And there are seven blue moons in every 19 years. The extra moon is a way of reconciling the solar and lunar calendars, much like the extra month of Adar 2, in the Jewish calendar, which also occurs seven times in a 19-year cycle. So I don't know if this really means anything or not, but you know, the Bible does say in the Psalms, the moon is made for Moeds. Moeds are God's appointed times. And, of course, you're going to count those appointed times from the new moon on the lunar calendar. That's going to begin the month. And if you don't get the first day right, you're not going to get the 10th day, what you're supposed to be doing, such as Yom Kippur, or the 15th day right, which you're supposed to be doing, such as Feast of Tabernacles. So I just thought that was an interesting note. Now, one of the things in the, of course, these are the end of days, folks. Anybody, if any tiny bit of Bible knowledge, you're blind if you don't know and can't see that we are in the end of days. There was a note in the Jerusalem Post today. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed on the phone today, Wednesday. They had a phone call. That would be today. And they were speaking about Iranian aggression and the situation in Syria. They also talked about cooperation on the coronavirus. But Netanyahu and Putin are often in contact in light of Israel's policy to block Iran from establishing bases close to Iran's northern border and transferring weapons to Hezbollah. Israeli moves to stop these actions are coordinated with Russia, which has a strong presence in Syria. Isn't that interesting? All these are players in Ezekiel 38:39. And one of the things that I actually see about the end of days is this Russian, this war in Ezekiel 38:39, all the players are in the area. Russia, Turkey, Syria, of course Israel. They're all there. How long will they stay there? Another 1,000 years? And some people are purporting that we're going to take everything over and we're going to establish the kingdom. We're not establishing the kingdom. Evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. I taught on television, on our television program. We talked about the authority of the believer all through the month of November. And even though December was Christmas, I taught on the rapture of the church. And the things that are, you know, being challenged right now. Bless the Lord. another thing about that COVID thing in Israel, they had a lockdown during all of the holidays. And what they do in the Feast of Tabernacles, they put up a sukkah. Kind of reminds me of an old-time brush arbor. And you just have the four poles. It has to be open on all sides. And then the top, the roof of it, has to be like a leaves, fronds of palm trees, things like that, that you can see through. And what this commemorates is that God, we were in the wilderness. We were open to all the elements, but God took after us, looked after us. So you make a sukkah, and the very, very religious will sleep in that sukkah. But for almost everybody, they put one up, and they take at least one meal a day in the sukkah. And there has been something happening in Israel. There have been like little police, and they're putting it in the newspaper, and putting it on the news media, of course, of all the people who break the rules and have someone in their sukkah. Now, they have Shin Bet, which is one of, kind of like our CIA, something like that. And so they have, as a headline today, Shin Bet head violates the coronavirus restrictions. Argamon joins a long list of public figures, including senior state officials and politicians, whose violation of lockdown restrictions were recently exposed. This gentleman, Nadav Argamon, violated coronavirus restrictions by hosting visitors at his house for several hours on Shabbat, including family members, and they visited his private residence. He joins a long list of Israeli public figures, including senior state officials and politicians, whose violation of lockdown restrictions were recently exposed, setting a bad example and contributing to the already damaging public trust in government guidelines for combating the coronavirus. This is kind of like, well, for one thing, they're putting their names out. Sarah Netanyahu violated coronavirus restrictions prior to Sukkot. She had a hairdresser cut her hair at her house. Since she is a public figure, this is a public service video, she assumed that she could. Now, my goodness, the world has gone mad, absolutely mad. praise the Lord. I told you how they said they're going to have to reduce the dancing. And it reminds me of them saying you can't sing in church in California. So, just a little bit of an idea here. Now, not a little bit of an idea how it's like under socialist rule. If we had socialist rule, and believe you me, I was in Soviet Russia, Soviet Socialist Republic. That's the name of it. And I saw how controlled the people's lives were. Not many people had cars. Most used public transportation. In the huge cities, even then, I think Leningrad, where we were, was like 9 million people. And Moscow, I think 11 million. There was a rule that you could not have any public gatherings. Even if two or three or four people couldn't gather on the streets. And they would take, we were out at the Kremlin one night, and a few of us, there were only 11 with us on that tour. And that we were kind of congregated there, and they came with their nightsticks, the police, and pounded the pavement. That means you separate. Separate, separate. Don't get together. Separate, separate. Don't get together. And then they had this rule that cars, and there weren't many people who had cars, could not have their lights on after 5 p.m. because it would get in the eyes of the pedestrians. So this is just a tiny little taste of, and maybe it's for our good. You know, I know that we have to do things for our good. We have to, I do still believe it's better to quarantine the sick rather than the well. But whatever. And we wash our hands and we take our precautions. But our main precaution, and my main precaution, and today at our noon prayer, we're going to be reading all my scriptures, my healing scriptures. The main precaution is the Word of God and all the promises to keep us in divine health and healing. And then if you did get sick, to bring you through of it. with a quick healing from the master. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So today on our noon prayer, we're going to be reading my healing scriptures again. We're going to pass them all out and have them all out there on the seats when people come in. And we're going to read those scriptures aloud, every day aloud. If at the bare minimum, every day aloud, you should be reading Psalm 91, which promises you that no plague will come nigh your tent, your dwelling. Your body in the New Testament is called a tent. It's called a dwelling. So at the very bare minimum, you need to be doing that. Now, there is a regional conflict in that area between the Azerbaijan and Armenia. And even Iran is worried about it blossoming and blooming into a regional conflict. So many things in that area. And so let's pray here concerning and our election coming up. Folks, in the name, above every name, you're Christians. Maybe you don't like it that the president doesn't all polished all around the edges and cusses every now and then. But I'm telling you, if he weren't a tough man, he couldn't take what's happening. He has to be tough in his spirit, of course, and his soul and his body also have to be tough. And so in the name above all names, please, please, please be sure to vote. You're not voting for a man. You're really not voting, even though I do know that he's strong and I appreciate him. But you have got to know, as Mark Barclay said in our recent men's conference, you've got to know that it's the engine behind them. It's the platform. You absolutely must go to the polls and vote against the platform that would murder babies, and against a platform that would turn our country into socialists. So, I believe, in fact, I almost know that the government platform is going to win that's against such things. In other words, I believe that President Trump will be reelected. I know some people have a hard time with that who are Christians, but Father, be smart enough to know about the platform, and to know about the judges that we need to have. Let's lift up Ile Mahala Barasanta. Let's lift up our judicial right now. Let's lift up Easter Mokonda, Father, in the name above all names. Please give us judges that would respect life of unborn babies. Ola Barasitolo Tonje de Bahalati. Father, in the name above all names. I don't know everything to pray. You know that very sopandia, so you gave us this marvelous way to pray in tongues. And so, folks, for about 5 minutes here, let's just pray in the spirit. Then about 5 minutes, we'll just go about our day. But in your day, you can remain in the attitude of the communion with the Father.
My Jesus, my Jesus, oh Father. Oh, Sandy, I lift up Sandy. Ah, makala makai yani na nombre kini kaladan yani kobra dajan de la baratan yani kola banatinyo. Ibrote hi shato lo doho shete de kabara kata la koton yani kohola badi tata. Ini makara de li kohola makara kale dinyo na nombre kala kala dishko dobe kala kala dinyo na vrati na vrati na vrati. Perishing, oh Lord, the people who are perishing. We lift them up, we lift them up. Rescue them, Lord, rescue the perishing, rescue the perishing. Call unto your God, come home, prodigals, come home. Come home, prodigals, come home, come home, come home. Ivratoshe ne makala bara kala dinyo no non te tash gloria makala dinyo. Oh, they had a kaka to the asha. Okay, to the kahala tita, the kohoshe tata, the kohoshe tata. In the makara kare kotanya no kola bere tanya no kola bahala tita. Oh, malafrati ne kala me kala donya ne kala patita no kohoshe. Oh, Father. Precious Father, precious Holy Spirit. Living God, Spirit of the Living God. Oh, le balati shantar godoi se tata de gahala kala tadinya no no nombre kala kala dinya no no nombre kala kala danya ne kobata de gahabali tito. Precious Redeemer, precious Redeemer. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for what you did on Calvary's tree. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. You were wounded and you died for us, but thank God you rose from the dead. Victor over death, hell, and the grave. Oh, Pahalamaya, Tombre Kalakalabra, Tadadombanya, we praise that victory. We lift up that victory. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers because of Jesus. Kere kahala bacha to do the hoshende de kahala brati de kandishkende de gotorra bakala kaladinya. Ine makara kalatinya no no nombre kala kaladinya no nombre kala kaladinya. Oh, balahalatito, oh, balahalatito, oh, balahalatito, oh, balahalatito, oh, balahalatito. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Oh, I pray for blessing today and the keeping safe from any plagues, any plans of the enemy. Wicked weather, all the folk who are on this line. Army of the Lord, prayer force. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for them and trust you today. Angels guard them. Easter of Achaia. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see some of you at noon, Central, on the live stream. Shalom, shalom.